Hi, welcome to the Fantastic Forecast, episode 421. I'm Dave Elliott. And why is everyone making such a big deal out of a boxing match? Have I accidentally traveled back in time to the 1970s? Today, Fantastic Four, 421, aka Volume 2, Number 5, from March 1997. Old Acquaintance, plot and pencils by Jim Lee, and script by Brandon Choi. Last issue, an intruder wearing a New York Yankees cap broke into the Baxter Building, where he found Ben Grimm and Johnny Storm. This issue picks up there. The guy has taken off his hat, indoors, such a gentleman, and Ben seems to recognize the guy as Wyatt Wingfoot, even though we saw last issue Wyatt Wingfoot was in Wakanda, not New York. And this Wyatt Wingfoot is unshaven with long greasy hair. When Ben accuses him of killing Dr. Herbert in the first issue, Wyatt says he has no idea what Ben is talking about. He's an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., and he needs their help. The world is in danger. Johnny reaches over with his hand and burns off Wyatt's facial hair and says, "Holy cow, Ben! You were right! It is Wingfoot!" Keep in mind, Wyatt looked like he hadn't shaved in like a week or two. He didn't have like a full-on Duck Dynasty beard. It's hardly a big difference after Johnny burns his hair off. Wyatt says the guy they encountered earlier was an imposter, a doppelganger whose mission it was to sabotage the Excelsior Project. Wyatt tells Ben and Johnny that he was in Eastern Europe trying to find out who had been hacking into the Storm Foundation databanks, and he was betrayed by some of his own people, captured, and he just escaped three days ago. When Ben and Johnny tell Wyatt that Reed and Sue went to Wakanda, Wyatt says they could be walking into a trap. Ben tries to call Reed on the Fantastic Car communicator, the Fantastic Car phone, but he gets a Wakandan operator who asks if Ben wants to leave a message. Wyatt says they must go save them right away because they're probably in the clutches of Dr. Doom. And speaking of Dr. Doom, he's greeting Reed, Sue, and Black Panther, who have just woken up, and he says, "So, Reed Richards, after all these years, we finally meet again." Reed wants to know why they've been brought there, and Black Panther says that Doom has broken international law. Doom replies that the only law that matters in Latveria is his own. Apparently, kidnapping is legal in Latveria. If I had my own country, I'd make kidnapping legal too. I'd also implement a 20-hour work week and make it mandatory for all the citizens to listen to the Fantastic Forecast. Of course, that means I'd have to build a giant wall around the country, but so be it. Reed tells Sue that he knows Dr. Doom from back in college, when he was a student named Victor Von Doom. It's funny how Johnny couldn't recognize Wyatt with a little facial hair, but Reed can recognize Victor Von Doom even though he's wearing an iron mask. Reed says that they're at State University, the very prestigious State University. Doom was a foreign exchange student. Really? Doom was like living with a family while going to the college in America? I find it hard to believe that Dr. Doom was a part of the foreign exchange student program. And there at State University, Doom became acquainted with other brilliant minds, such as Tony Stark, Henry Pym, Bruce Banner, Reed Richards, and Rebel O'Reilly. I never heard of him. But what the hell? Tony Stark, Hank Pym, Bruce Banner, Reed Richards, and Victor Von Doom? They all went to State University at the same time? I call bullshit on that. That's bullshit. Such bullshit. What are the odds that all of these characters would become superheroes and one would become a supervillain? Ugh. I say it again. That is bullshit. So Dr. Doom says that group lacked the ambition necessary to change the world. Well, Rebel O'Reilly, maybe, but I'd hardly call the others unambitious. So there's a flashback of the group working on an exoskeleton project. Tony suggests making a little profit off the technology, but Doom seems to have other plans. wanting to use it to change the world, which sounds rather ominous. And no one agrees with Victor, so they all agree to dismantle the suit. And after everyone leaves, Victor Von Doom tries to test the suit, but there's an explosion, and his face gets all scarred up, and he gets expelled from State University, and he travels to Tibet, he gets his armor, and he becomes Dr. Doom. This is not an improved version of the origin of Dr. Doom. It's bad. It's bad. Not as bad as Dr. Doom being a blogger, but the original... But it's pretty bad. The original is so much better. Back in the present, Dr. Doom tells Reed that he has gained the key to unlimited power. He opens the door to another room where he sees some alien dude hooked up to a machine. And the power is being sucked out of the alien dude, who it turns out is that object that fell from the stellar anomaly. Oh, by the way, if this story wasn't ridiculous enough, the alien dude, he's obviously the Silver Surfer. So the Wyatt Wingfoot imposter is there, and he tells Doom they're having problems extracting the power from the alien. Reed says the project is insane, even by Dr. Doom's standards. Doom is not happy that the project isn't going as planned, and he goes over to this guy in a suit that covers his whole body and his face. He activates the suit, and it self-destructs, killing the guy for the project's failure. Doom asks Wyatt how much longer the project will take, and Wyatt replies that since he just killed the lead scientist, it's going to take another 24 hours. Doom says that's too long. The agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will arrive in Latveria by then. Doom turns to Reed and asks him what he's learned about their powers, which they got from the stellar anomaly. Doom doesn't want to tell him anything, but a robot grabs Sue by the head, and Doom orders the robot to terminate her on his command. But Sue can take care of herself. She puts up a force field that knocks the robot backwards, and then she rams Dr. Doom in the face with another force field, and then Black Panther leaps over and kicks the robot's head off. Reed tries to attack Dr. Doom, but Doom raises his hands and fires an energy blast at Reed and Sue, knocking them both out. I guess Sue forgot to put up a force field. But Doom and Wyatt look around, and Black Panther is gone. Doom says that Panther must have disappeared into the castle's ventilation system. Do castles have ventilation systems? I just can't picture Black Panther crawling around an air duct in an old castle like he's Bruce Willis in a Die Hard movie. But on the next page, that's exactly what he's doing. Doom orders Wyatt to find him immediately, but Wyatt just stands there doing nothing. Wyatt says he prefers to oversee the distillation procedure, but Doom orders him away to find the Black Panther. Once he's away from Dr. Doom, fake Wyatt calls up someone on his Apple Watch and says, "The endgame quickly approaches. Meet me at the rendezvous point with the others." Sounds like he's some kind of triple agent. Later, Reed wakes up in shackles, and Sue is all shackled up too and blindfolded. Doom repeats his request for Reed to tell him everything or Sue will die. Reed has no choice. He says, "Just leave her alone, and I'll do as you ask." Meanwhile, in what I guess is another new version of the Fantastic Car, or maybe it's the new version of the Pogo Plane, Ben and Johnny arrive in Latveria. They've got a message from Wakanda confirming that Black Panther, Sue, and Reed are all missing. Also on the plane is the real Wyatt Wingfoot, who is sound asleep in a bunk which is located right there in the cockpit behind Ben and Johnny, which is an odd place for a bed. They land the ship, get out, and come face to face with a holographic projection of Dr. Doom's head, which tells them to remain there while a security force takes them into custody. Ben mentions that he gave up his date with Alicia for this. The security force arrives, a group of robots, but they will not be taking Johnny and Ben into custody. Instead, the security force gets clobbered. Next, Ben, Johnny, and Wyatt find a large sewer pipe and decide to proceed that way. I tell you what, if I had the powers of the Thing or the Human Torch, I'm going in Dr. Doom's front door and not in some damn sewage pipe. Down in the pipe, they encounter more shit, namely more security robots. But instead of fighting, the Black Panther pops up out of an air vent and tells everyone to follow him. Who designed this place so that the air vent and the sewage pipe meet up with each other? I call that a major design flaw. Remind me not to let Jim Lee design my house. So Ben, Johnny, and Wyatt follow Black Panther up through the gate. A robot tries to chase after them, but he gets shot in the back by the fake Wyatt Wingfoot, who says to his men that the survival of the Fantastic Four is vital to the success of his plans. Why the hell are so many people hanging out in the sewers? Fake Wyatt says that he plans to deactivate the rest of Dr. Doom's warbots, leaving him vulnerable to attack. Back with Dr. Doom, Reed is busy helping Doom make repairs to his alien life force sucking machine. And isn't that a little out of character for Dr. Doom to ask Reed to help out on anything scientific like that? Reed says the machine is ready, and Dr. Doom tells Reed to go first, to be a guinea pig, to test the machine. Reed's like, sure, as you wish. But Doom stops him. He says he was just testing Reed to see if he would really use the machine on himself, and Reed seemed willing. So maybe it's not booby-trapped, unless Reed was bluffing. Just then, the Thing, Human Torch, Black Panther, and Wyatt Wingfoot bust into the room. Doom sticks his own personal robot guards, which were not deactivated, on the heroes. And once again, it's clobberin' time. I don't recall Ben ever uttering it's clobberin' time more than once an issue, but here, it's the second time he's used it in just a few pages. So they start fighting with the robots, and in the confusion, Reed goes over and unshackles Sue from all the stuff she's locked up to. Dr. Doom sees Wyatt and says, Wingfoot, you dare betray me? Obviously, even Dr. Doom isn't aware that he was working with a fake Wyatt Wingfoot. Doom tries to zap Wingfoot, but Ben steps in the way and blocks the blast. The fake Wyatt Wingfoot enters the room, and with everyone distracted, he uses that alien life force sucking machine on himself. Doom sees the fake Wyatt Wingfoot and asks who the heck he is and what he's up to. The fake Wyatt Wingfoot says he's not of this world, and he starts changing shape. He says his name is Clurt of the Galactic Scroll Empire, and now that he has all that cosmic power, he's become the Super Scroll. And actually, he looks more like the Abomination from the Incredible Hulk than the Super Scroll. Wyatt says to Ben, oh, by the way, I was abducted by space aliens. And Ben replies, why didn't you say so in the first place? What? And ruin the surprise ending? Needless to say, it's to be continued next issue. And coming next time, will the FF, Wyatt Wingfoot, Black Panther, and Dr. Doom make it out of Castle Doom alive? Or will the Super Scroll kill them all? And who is this mysterious silver alien getting the life force sucked out of him? I guess I already said it's the Silver Surfer, which is an odd introduction for the Silver Surfer. How will Alicia react when Ben doesn't show up for their date? What happens when Dr. Doom finds out that his old friend, Bruce Banner, is now a big green monster? And whatever happened to Matthew Storm? Join me next time for issue 422, Heroes Reborn Continues. And if you have any questions about this podcast, about the Fantastic Four, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. You can download other episodes of iTunes or find them all at www.podcastff.podbean.com. So long, kids. This podcast is over. You don't live in the same world. You don't live in the same world. I got you looking at my world as if you want